Like I say, we appreciate that of the service this morning. Appreciate that. My heart's been made to feel. And the service today, just trust and pray that you'll pray for us. Just a few minutes, maybe able to get ourselves out of the way. If you'll read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of St. Luke, the 12th chapter. 12th chapter, the book of St. Luke. Chapter of the book of St. Luke, we're going to start with about the 13th verse. It says, "And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? He said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. He said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. There will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a few verses out of the book of St. Luke. Very familiar scripture. I know this morning that most of you probably heard it and heard it preached on, and probably many be the time. But nonetheless, this is what we have, and we'll just ask that you'd pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way, and just do that the Lord would have us to do. Wonderful scripture, and I know that there's a lot of things that's in this scripture, but I got just a thought this morning. We'll try our best to just stay around that. The Lord help us for just a minute. The Bible says here, and that this man, it said, that one of the company had come to the Lord, and he said, Lord, speak to my brother that he might divide the inheritance with me. And then the Lord began to talk to him through a parable, and he said, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And the Bible says, and that go on in the scripture here, and he talks to us about what his plan was. And there's nothing wrong this morning with having plans, but we better let the Lord be in them and ask the Lord that he be in them. And there's nothing wrong with planning things and doing things and even having things as far as that goes, but we, as the last verse that I read unto you says, that we ought to be rich unto God. And that ain't what I'm going to preach on, but I've got, want you to think for just a minute. It said that this man had a plan. He knowed what he was going to do. He looked at his barns, and brethren, they wasn't going to be able to hold that of the fruit of a field. And he said, I know what I'll do. I'll pull them down, and I'll build me bigger and greater barns. That ain't all. He said, and I'll say unto my soul, soul, take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry, for thou hast much goods laid up for thee. Number one, he is trying to satisfy his soul. The soul of man, my friend, cannot be satisfied with the things of this world. There's no way, no form, no fashion. There's not anything that's ever been made nor built that'll satisfy the longing in a soul. Not anything. My friend, that satisfaction comes from God and God alone. Yes, it is. Now, the Bible said, I won't talk to you. It might seem strange, brethren, but I won't talk to us about tomorrow. Tomorrow. What about tomorrow? You say, preacher, tomorrow I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. This man had a lot of things that he is going to do tomorrow or maybe the other day. And brethren, he had no tomorrow. Now think about that for just a minute. You say, preacher, I don't want to be scared. My friend, this morning I'm not here to scare you. But I'll tell you one thing. My friend, we don't know what tomorrow holds. My friend, no we don't. There's not any of us, brethren, that knows, brethren, what we'll face in the morning. My friend, as far as that is, we don't know what we'll face. My friend, when we leave this place today, my friend, no we don't. My friend, the Bible said that he spoke to this man, my friend, and he said, thou fool. Did he not? Thou fool. My friend, he said, this night is thy soul required of thee. My friend, he is trying to satisfy the soul. My friend had nothing for the soul. My friend, and the soul was required. My friend, of him today. My friend, tomorrow. The Bible tells us, for none of us know, brethren, what shall be on tomorrow. My friend, whether good or whether evil. My friend, there's not any of us that know. Brethren, but I can assure you of one thing. My friend, brethren, that your soul has a need. Yes, it does. It has a need. My friend, I'm just going to have to take my time. My friend, brethren, and slow down just a little bit. My friend, the Lord being our helper. My friend, it's easy to get caught up, brethren, in the things of this world. It most certainly is. It's easy, my friend, to look out on what you've got. My friend, and say, well, how the Lord has blessed. My friend, it's easy to do that. My friend, and it's even easier, my friend, to forget where they come from. My friend, it most certainly is. One of the things that the Lord didn't want the children of Israel to do when they got in the land that he had given them. My friend, he said, beware. My friend, beware. My friend, that you forget not the Lord. Yes, sir. My my friend, what do you mean? Preacher, he said, for when you get full, my friend, you eat off of them fruits, my friend, and that of which you did not, my friend, sow. Oh, my, you live in that house which you did not build. My friend, beware lest you forget the Lord. My friend, it's easy sometimes. It is. I say that. My friend, it might not be all that easy, but it seems easy. My friend, it seems like it's easy for folks to forget. My friend, who it is, my friend, that made them and made what they have. Yes, sir. My friend, there is a tomorrow. I don't know. I've my friend, twixt and between about this tomorrow. My friend, brethren, but I'm going to preach you what I got. My friend, the Lord being our helper. My friend, I want you to realize they will be a tomorrow. My friend, there's a lot of folks that don't believe they will be. My friend, as far as this life, my friend, we don't know. No, we don't. But there will be a day after today. My friend, yes, sir. There'll be a day you may be spending eternity. My friend, in tomorrow. My friend, or the next day. Brethren, but it might not be too well. Brethren, with you. This scripture talking about the soul. My friend, it wasn't talking about the man. My friend, it's talking about the soul. Brethren, this man was trying to satisfy my friend, his soul. Oh, yes, he was. My friend, he had a soul. My friend, and his soul was bothering him. My friend's the only way I know to put it. Brethren, it must have been on his mind. My friend, it must have been that. That he looked around and said, boy, my friend, my soul can take it easy now. My friend, brethren, not so. Not so. Why did the Lord call him a fool? My friend, he said, thou fool, this night thy soul is required of you. My friend, then whose is going to be this on which you've provided? My friend, think about it for just a minute. My friend, there's a lot of folks don't believe there's going to be a tomorrow. My friend, there's places in the scripture. My friend, what teaches us they was going to be a tomorrow. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, they was one of the plagues that put upon that of Pharaoh. My friend, called the frogs. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, and he called Moses. My friend, he said, Moses, he said, get rid of these frogs. My friend, they was in his bedchamber. Yes, they were. My friend, and Moses asked him a question. He said, when shall I get rid of them? My friend, he said, tomorrow. My friend, tomorrow. My friend, so brethren, they was going to be a tomorrow. My friend, they most certainly was. There's a day that Abraham, my friend, fell in a deep sleep. My friend, and God began to speak to him. My friend, and he said, you're going to be gone. My friend, you're going to be taken captivity in a land. My friend, and you'll be down there for 400 years. My friend, until the fourth generation. My friend, brethren, he showed Abraham there's going to be a tomorrow. Yes, sir.
my friend? He showed Abraham another place. Help my friend, brother. And he said, you take your son, your only son. Help my friend Isaac to a place that I'm going to show you. Help my friend and said, there you bring him. And I believe it was on the morrow. Help my friend that he brought him. Listen to me. Help my friend. Do you know where the future comes from? Help my friend. It actually comes from the past. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Help my friend. You say, preacher, you can't promise me you'll be here tomorrow. Help my friend. I more than likely can't. Help my friend. But I'll say this. If the Lord gives me a vision, help my friend, or gives me an inkling, my friend, that I, help my friend, might have to do something tomorrow, I'm just going to be honest with you. Help my friend, they going to be a tomorrow. Help my friend, yes, they are. Help my friend, I don't know about you. A lot of the prophets, my friend, prophesied of another day. Help my friend, did they not? That of which they mainly prophesied. Help my friend, was that that's coming in the future. Help my friend, so they was going to be a tomorrow. Help my friend, they most certainly was. Help my friend, to save me a little time. Help my friend, and a lot of explanation. Help my friend, I'm going to ask you about tomorrow. Help my friend, and I want you to take it, my friend, as eternity. Help my friend, I want you to receive it. Help my friend, about where you going to spend tomorrow. Help my friend, where are you going to spend eternity? Help my friend, brother, you can get everything in this world. Help my friend, you can lay up everything you want to. Help my friend, you know that's what Solomon done. Help my friend, he said, I've made all these things. He said, I've made me pools. Help my friend, and he made conduits. Help my friend, and he done a lot of things. Help my friend, and he said, when he looked on it all, it was vanity and vexation. Help my friend, of the spirit. Help my friend, I want you to get there. Help my friend, brethren, in other words, it was vain. Help my friend, according to the spirit. Help my friend, the Lord. Help my friend, when he calls you home. Help my friend, it don't matter where you got a dime. Help my friend, or where you got 10 million dimes. Help my friend, brethren, someday, somehow. Help my friend, he's going to call you home. Help my friend, and on the morrow, you'll go home. Help my friend, you hear me. Help my friend, there is a place of eternity. Help my friend, there's a place you'll spend eternity. They most certainly are. Help my friend, and I don't know, I can't tell you how long you're going to live. Help my friend, no sir. No sirree. Help my friend, I was here. Help my friend, the last time we had. Help my friend, Brother Horace Hooker. Help my friend, and brother, we come in back there one morning. Help my friend, and he had on a black shoe and he had on a brown shoe. Help my friend, old Doc. Help my friend, old Doc was giving him a time. Help my friend, he just a laughing. Help my friend, when I opened the door and Doc said, look at her. Help my friend, he got on a brown shoe and a black shoe. Help my friend, you know what Horace done? He just laughed with him. Yes, he did. He said, well, I guess I do. Help my friend, I guess I do. Help my friend, brother, wasn't about 2 weeks after that. He done the very same thing. Help my friend, you say, preacher, that's a comical. Yeah, it was. Help my friend, but brother, didn't any of us realize what's going on? Help my my friend, what's going on, preacher? Hadn't I, friend, Horace's tomorrows was dwindling? Hadn't I, friend, yes, they were. Hadn't I, friend, he wouldn't go have me anymore. Hadn't I, friend, wouldn't 2 or 3 weeks later he took and picked up his grandson and couldn't get home? Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, laughed about it? Yes, he did. Hadn't I, friend, cut up about it? Yes, he did. Hadn't I, friend, but brethren, his tomorrows was dwindling down. Hadn't I, friend, his time was getting very short. Hadn't I, friend, and slim. Hadn't I, friend, I don't know about your tomorrows. Hadn't I, friend, I don't know what you'll face. Hadn't I, friend, between now and eternity. Hadn't I, friend, but I'll promise you this one thing. Hadn't I, friend, if you don't prepare for tomorrow, for eternity, hadn't I, friend, brethren, you're going to wind up in a bad place. Hadn't I, friend, in a bad condition. Hadn't I, you most certainly are. Hadn't I, friend, I don't know how your heart this morning. Hadn't I, don't know what you stand in need of. Brethren, but I'll promise you one thing. Hadn't I, friend, you got a God that loves you. Hadn't I, friend, yes, you do. You got one that cares for you. Hadn't I, yes, you do. Hadn't I, friend, I'll tell you something. Hadn't I, friend, he cares about your tomorrow. Yes, sir. He cares about where you spend eternity. Hadn't I, friend, he most certainly does. Hadn't I, friend, old Belteshazzar. Hadn't I, friend, I believe he is the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, he had saw all those holy vessels that Nebuchadnezzar had took from Jerusalem and brought them home. Hadn't I, friend, yes, he has. Brethren, and one night, my friend, he throwed a big feast. Hadn't I, friend, and he drug out all them holy vessels. Hadn't I, friend, and they began to drink and to feast. Hadn't I, friend, and Belshazzar, my friend, seen something. Hadn't I, friend, you know what he seen? Hadn't I, friend, for him. Hadn't I, friend, he seen that his tomorrow wasn't going to be. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hadn't I, friend, he couldn't even read what was put on the wall. Hadn't I, friend, but I read it according to the word. Brethren, he is the only one that his knees smote one another. Hadn't I, friend, that his countenance fell. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, and he didn't even know what he said. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, and old Daniel began to tell him. Hadn't I, friend, me nay. Hadn't I, friend, Tekel, you far sin. Hadn't I, friend, yes, thou hast been weighed in the balances. Hadn't I, friend, and art found wanting. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. Hadn't I, friend, I believe that night his soul was required of him. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, you say, preacher. There's a lot of wicked people out there. Hadn't I, friend, they most certainly are. Hadn't I, friend, can I say this? Hadn't I, friend, do you know the best time they'll ever know? Hadn't I, friend, is in this world. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hadn't I, friend, it ain't going to be well with their soul. Hadn't I, friend, no, sir. It won't be well with the wicked. Hadn't I, friend, you say, preacher, you can't preach it. Sure I can. Hadn't I, friend, the Bible teaches it. Hadn't I, friend, it won't be well. Your tomorrow, your hereafter. Hadn't I, friend, it ain't going to be well. Hadn't I, friend, it'll be a tomorrow, my friend, you won't want anybody. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, to be there with you. No, you won't. my friend. No, sir, ain't that what the rich man said? Rich man Lazarus. Ain't my friend, brother, the rich man lifted his eyes in hell. Ain't my friend, brother, and talked to Father Abraham. I wanted just one touch. Ain't my friend of that water. Just one touch. Can you imagine? Ain't my friend, brother, one touch. Ain't my friend, that wouldn't satisfy much, would it? Ain't my friend, but he just wanted one. Ain't my friend, to cool his parched tongue. Ain't my friend, but listen to me. Ain't my friend, brethren, he had already woke up tomorrow. Ain't my friend, yes he had. Ain't my friend, he had fared sumptuously every day. Ain't my friend, had no need of nothing. Ain't my friend, had a beggar down there at his gates. Ain't my friend, brethren, and old Lazarus didn't want his steak. He didn't want the best that he had. He just desired the crumbs. Ain't my friend, from off the rich man's table. Ain't my friend, brethren, that wasn't asking much. Ain't my friend, and the rich man had no compassion on him. Ain't my friend, had no mercy. Listen to me. Ain't my friend, brethren, he even saw Lazarus being comforted. Ain't my friend, and him tormented. You know what he come down with? Ain't my friend, he come down to the place and he said, Father Abraham, I said, send Lazarus. Ain't my friend down there to my five brethren. Ain't my friend, brethren, I said that they might hear him, that they might not come to this awful place. My friend, he didn't want no company. My friend, why? Because he didn't wake up in a good place. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. You say, preacher, is it that real? That's what this scripture says. My friend, that's just how real it is. My friend, and that's just how real it is. My friend, listen to me. My friend, that a rich man and Lazarus was no parable. My friend, he said there was a certain rich man. My friend, yes, sir. Now, listen to me. My friend, there ain't a whole lot I can do about your tomorrow. My friend, no, sir. No, sir, I can't do one thing about where you'll spend eternity. My friend, except just pray. My friend, if God's dealing with your heart. My friend, brother, I can pray that God keep that door open. You know that. My friend, but brethren, where God keeps that door open or not, don't be on him and his mercy. Yes, it is this morning. My friend, I don't know what your tomorrow will be. My friend, I don't know what your eternity will be. My friend, but brethren, you will spend eternity somewhere. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. I'll just be honest. My friend, you ain't going to be coming back as nothing. No, sirree. My friend, some of them believe they're going to my friend come back as this and that. My friend, that ain't going to happen. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, brethren, I'll tell you something else. My friend, brethren, God is a merciful God. My friend, and if God has given you an opportunity, if he's knocked on that door, my friend, brethren, you better pay attention to how you answer. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, Lord, he said over in the book of Revelation, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He said, if any man will open that door, my friend, he said, I will come in and sup with him. Thank God, and he shall sup with me. My friend, but you're going to have to open the door. You most certainly are. My friend, I'm worried about people's souls. You know that. my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hope the Lord blesses you, my friend, with the finest. My friend, I really do. My friend, but I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, when you come down to the end, I really pray, my friend, that you know him as your personal Savior. My friend, yes, sir, that you know him. My friend, and in return, he knows you. Thank the good Lord. My friend, what about your eternal estate? My friend, what about it? My friend, who's it going to be? My friend, where's it going to be? My, yes, sir, where are you going to spend eternity? My friend, there's something about my friend, brethren, what we do down here for the Lord. My friend, I believe God blesses his people. I really do. Oh, you say, preacher, why do we go through so much? My friend, brethren, all I can tell you, my friend, it's always been that way. My friend, brother, you look at Paul. My friend, I doubt many preachers would want to be Paul. My friend, when they really think about it. My friend, he was shipwrecked, what, three times. I'll get it right. He was beat five times. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Left in the street for dead. My friend, brethren, there's so much commotion going on about Paul. My friend, some of his best friends had to let him down a wall. My friend, in a basket that he might escape. My friend, yes, sir, he fled for his own life. My friend, preaching the gospel. My, yes, sir, preaching the gospel. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. I ain't worried about where Paul's at. My friend, are you? My friend, not a bit in this world. My friend, they was them. My friend, back in the day when Moses died. My friend, the Bible says that the Lord buried him. Yes, sir, really. They wouldn't, no man knows where he buried him. My friend, he didn't put up no marker. No, sir, really. And they were, some of them talked about and they questioned. My friend, about the body of Moses. My friend, they most certainly did. No doubt they was people that looked and looked for his burial site. My friend, they never did find it. My friend, but can I tell you something? My friend, I ain't worried about Moses. No, sir, really. My friend, preacher, the next time you see Moses, my friend, he's on the mountain of transfiguration. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What about Elijah? My friend, carried up in the whirlwind, a chariot. My friend, brother, yeah. My friend, they was them that sought him too. My friend, the sons of the prophet wouldn't leave old Elisha alone. My friend said, we gonna go hunt him. My friend, he said, it ain't gonna do you no good. My friend, you ain't gonna find him. Thank God. I ain't worried about Elijah or you. My friend, he appeared on the same mountain with Moses. Yes, sir. My friend, listen to me. Brethren, I can't help it. Sometimes I get beside myself at a funeral sometimes. My friend, we had one Friday, and I'll just be plain. My friend, brother, I wasn't worried about Otis Jarrett. My friend, I wasn't worried about where he went. No, sir. My friend, and I'll tell you what, those that knowed him wasn't going to worry about him either. My friend, why not, preacher? Thank God he lived a life. My friend, the one that you knew. My friend, I had somebody to tell me. My friend, a couple of years back, at a funeral home, I said, well, if she didn't make it, said, we ain't got a hope. My friend, I said, well, our hope's in Jesus, and thank God I believe she made it. Yes, sir, and I'll make it too. My friend, my hope's in the Lord. Something I it most certainly is. I don't know what tomorrow holds. My friend, but I do know who holds tomorrow. We sing that song, don't we? My friend, I can't tell you, my friend, why people go through certain things. My friend, Brother Griffin Crumley, pretty well-known preacher. My friend of this, my friend of the land and the area that we're in. My friend, and he preached for years. My friend, he had cancer twice. My friend, the second time he had it. My friend, he is just getting over his all his chemo, all his treatments. My friend, and I had him come down preach for us. My friend down at Zion Hill. And I never will forget what he said. He got up and he said, well, he said, some folks said I'm sick. My friend, he said, I ain't told nobody I'm sick. My friend, no, sir, he wasn't too worried. My friend, he might have worried himself sick. I don't know about that. My friend, but he said, I ain't told nobody I was sick. My friend, he said, the Lord has blessed me. My friend, he didn't know how far he is going. My friend, but as far as he could go, the Lord's going to be with him. Yes, sir. My friend, it didn't matter. My friend, I can look down in my life and see. My friend, see the times that the Lord has blessed me. My friend, and I can see some things that the Lord has showed me. My friend, and you know what? Those things he showed me, there's going to be a tomorrow if them things happen. Yes, sir, for me. My friend, preacher, you can't preach it. Well, why can't I? My friend, yes, sir. Why can't I? I'm just going to take the Lord for what he said. My friend, he shows me something going to happen. My friend, I'm just going to take it that it's going to happen, Bruce. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I might not know how it's going to happen. My friend, I might not know when it's going to happen. But thank God if he showed me it's going to happen, I'm just going to take it. Yes, sir, it's coming. Thank the good Lord. My friend, have you ever went through some trials? My friend, have you ever had a trial of faith? My friend, preacher, you said the Lord blesses his people. He does. My friend, but where's your faith? My friend, brethren, you've got to have some faith. Peter said that the trial of your faith being much more precious than that of gold. My friend, though it be tried by fire. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You don't think your faith's going to get tried? My friend, you don't think it's going to get proved? My friend, listen to me. My friend, God knows where your faith is. He knows where your heart is. My friend, and the truth of it is, he knows where you'll be tomorrow. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, how did the Lord know there was a colt down there? The foal of an ass tied up. My friend, he told his disciples, he said, go down yonder where two ways meet. My friend, and he said, there you'll find a colt, the foal of an ass. My friend said, you loose him and bring him to preacher, how did he know it was down there? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe them men went down there looking for a colt. Don't you? Yes, sir. My friend, I want you to realize this day. My friend, brethren, that God does know our tomorrow. My friend, it's just a fact, my friend, you ought to do all that you can do while you can do it. My friend, things change very rapidly. My friend, they most certainly do. My things change very rapidly. My friend, things change in this life real quick. My friend, yes, they do. my friend, one second, my friend, you could be on the mountaintop. My friend, and the next second, you could be on rock bottom. My friend, it can happen just like that. Yes, it can. My friend, one second, my friend, you could have heard the best news that you could ever hear. My friend, and a second later, have the worst news. Things that you couldn't even imagine. My friend, are never even thought of. My friend, that's how quick it is. Do you know how quick your life is? My friend, I ain't going to tell you how to raise your hand. I heard all my life, my grandmother and my granddad, they'd get to talking. My friend, and they say things are just swiftly passing by. My friend, and I thought days never would end. Yes, sir. One day. Half a day. My friend, I'll tell you the worst thing you can do. My friend, around the old work site. My friend, is look at your watch every 10 minutes. My friend, it ain't going to speed up one bit. No, sir, it's liable to slow down. It seems like it don't. My friend, but brethren, if you get to work, my friend, next thing you'd know, my friend, it'd be time to go home. Yes, it would. Yes, it would. My friend, our life is just like a vapor. My friend, y'all seen a vapor? My friend, brethren, it'll just, it got cold the other week. My friend, and I could have told you, every pond in Dyersville, Georgia. My friend, what do you mean? Well, the mist was coming up. My friend, you know what? It just gets so high. My friend, it just gone. Gone. My friend, preacher, my life ain't that quick. Well, you just look back. My friend, brethren, or give yourself a day or two. My friend, you'll get to looking. My friend, brethren, it goes by too quick. My friend, it goes by so quick you can't get enough done in one day. No, sir. No, sir. My friend, but listen. Listen, I'm not going to worry you to death this morning. My friend, I believe you can read that scripture and you'll find out that there was a tomorrow. My friend, yes. But he said, take no thought for tomorrow. My friend, what you shall eat or what you shall drink. My friend, or what you shall put on. My friend, why did he say that, preacher? My friend, he said, the sparrows, my friend. Said, they just here and there. My friend, and said, the Lord takes care of them. My friend, did he not? Yes, sir. And the Lord takes care of them. Did you hear that? My friend, it's amazing to me how my friend, an eagle and a hawk and even a sparrow, my friend, can see a little old worm on the ground. My friend, but brethren, they'll do it. Yes, they will. You might not see nothing. My friend, but brethren, if they hit that ground, they own something. My friend, they most certainly are. My friend, but he said, take no thought. The Lord takes care of the sparrow. And he said, you are worth, my friend, much more than many sparrows. My friend, than many sparrows. I believe he'll take care of us, don't you, Bruce? My friend, I've said this before, and I believe it. My friend, you say, preacher, there's some folks that he ought not to take care of. My friend, the truth of it is, the real truth of it is, the Bible says, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will repay, thus saith the Lord. My friend, thus saith the Lord. My friend, God knows who to take care of. My friend, he most certainly does. Do you remember me saying just a few minutes ago? My friend, the best life that some people will ever know. My friend, right here in this world. Yes, sir, best time they'll ever have. My friend, they ain't got nothing to look forward to. My friend, that's any better than what they've got. my friend. What do you mean, preacher? Their eternal outlook don't look good. That my friend, you talk to them and they not worried about their eternal outlook. That my friend, some of them don't believe they're going to have one. That my friend, but the scripture says different. It most certainly does. That my friend, I started out with this, I'll end up with it. That my friend, the Lord being my shepherd, and come get a verse of a song. That my friend, that's as far as we feel like we'd go this morning. Brethren, even the Lord himself knowed while he walked on the face of this earth that they would be a tomorrow. My friend, yes sir, they would be a tomorrow. My friend, not only that, he did know that there was fixing to be a great change. My friend, in the day. My friend, in the day of which he lived. My friend, in the day that he was going to die. My friend, and in the day that he was going to be raised. My friend, he knowed that things were going to change. Preacher, what do you mean they is going to change? My friend, he was going to bring life unto every soul. My friend, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. My friend, thus saith the Lord. My friend, thus saith the Lord. There was a time. There was a time when a proverb was given. My friend, it said that the fathers have eaten sour grapes. Brethren, and it had set the children's teeth on edge. My friend, what does that mean, preacher? It meant that there was a time. My friend, that sin's payment. And the payment for sin, my friend, reached the Father. My friend, it reached his son. It reached his son's son. It reached his son's son's son. My friend, right down to the fourth generation. My friend, could be held accountable. My friend, for their father's sin. My friend, that ain't no more. My friend, that's no more. Brethren, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. My friend, the father could be a murderer. My friend, and you'll not have to pay for it. Your father could be just about anything you'd want to be. I want him to be. My friend, it would not affect you according to the punishment. My friend, but can I say this? My friend, it will affect you naturally. My friend, and it could affect you spiritually. My friend, but only if you let it. My friend, yes sir. Yes sir. My friend, we're not living in that day where it is handed down to the fourth generation. We're living in that day, my friend, that soul that sins, my friend, it shall die. It shall answer for himself. My friend, and not another. Brethren, and in this respect, if you'll think about tomorrow being the hereafter. My friend, if you think about tomorrow being the other day. My friend, you will spend another day. My friend, somewhere eternally. Somewhere eternally. Preacher, we want a preacher that'll preach about love and God's love. If you can't find love in that, brethren, I want you to know it's because of his love that you have life. And the truth of it is, it's because of his love that you have an opportunity to have life. He said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundant. A more abundant life. That's what he wishes for you. And he'd rather much see you comforted than he had, my friend, to be in eternal torment. There was not one thing, not one thing
that the rich man got from Father Abraham. Lazarus didn't go down there and talk to them five brethren. No, he didn't. Rich man said, if one from the dead went down there, I can say, my friend, that one from the dead has spoke to you. He ain't dead no more, but he was dead. But he's alive forevermore. But he'll speak to you. You know what Father Abraham said unto the rich man? He said, they have Moses and the commandments. Said, let them hear them. In other words, they had what was sufficient if they had believed it. If they had believed it. If they wasn't going to wind up just like their brother, then they was going to have to believe Moses and what was written in the commandments. That's what he said. These folks today, my friend, that wants you to pray for them, I run across them every now and again and just pray for me. Talked to a young man Friday. I've known him for years, been his pastor a couple of times. I don't know, not been around him the last few years. But the last I heard, he still wasn't where he ought to be. It was his dad that we buried. He hugged my neck and told me a few things. I don't mind. I told him, I said, Dwayne, I said, you know what your dad's request was? Yes, he knowed. You know what your dad wanted for you? Do you know this morning, my friend, there's mothers and dads and grandmothers and granddads that's praying for people, my friend, of their own family. That they would to God they'd just open their eyes and see and listen. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'll do the same thing. Am doing the same thing. But listen. You know what's really going to have to happen? They going to have to pray, Danny.
Amen.
They going to have to pray. They going to have to get to the place, brethren, that they can't get away from it. And they're just going to have to break down and swallow that pride. That's about all it is. It's pride. They think they're having a good time. Might be the only time they've got. Might be. Not trying to scare you. But it might be. And their tomorrow wouldn't be well. Preacher, you can't preach it. Their tomorrow wouldn't be well. There's some things, my friend, that people's eyes needs to get open. And they need to find out and to realize. I made a statement at the funeral. I don't know. These things are coming. I'm just going to tell you. I said, it's hard these days, my friend. It's hard to tell, my friend, whether people are Christians or not. Yes, sir. It's hard to tell. They say they're Christians. They say they're Christians. I hear it all the time. Preacher, don't get on things like that. Brethren, your tomorrow will be a lot better if you live, thank God, what you say you are. Amen. Yes. Tomorrow. I have no idea. I have no idea. You know, folks, you've got circumstances. Not trying, I say again, not trying to scare you. Had a man that worked for us, drove truck for us, 44-year-old, healthy, looked fine. One morning he come to work, put his time card in the slot, walked from here to about that wall, killed over. Foot of the stairs, I had an office upstairs, somebody hollered out, got down there, he's dead. Yeah. He is gone. Blessing. Gone, Danny, gone. Listen, that's reality. I ain't trying to skew you. That's reality. Oh, preacher, ain't going to help me. You don't know. You don't know. There's something, my friend, about the soul of man. And that is about the soul of man, my friend, people have a tendency to cover up. They keep things covered. Oh, it's fine. I'm doing well. This and that and another. Them words ain't going to make it. Is it well with your soul? Is it? Is it well with your soul? You know what the Shunammite woman said? She had a son back at the house in the preacher man's chamber that was dead. She left him there. He was dead. And Elisha told Gehazi, I said, ask her, is it well? Is it well with you? All's well. Is it well with your husband? All is well. Is it well with a child? All is well. Huh? Yeah? Servant said, go on. I'll come with you. She said, not so. Not so. Not going till the man of God comes with me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know what they found out after a while? That son, he was well. Was he not? He was well. Thank God. Is it well with your soul? Let us stand.